We're focusing on innovation this week, and as it happens, June marks the 10th anniversary of the IDEA Commons in Center City, Springfield. IDEA stands for Innovation, Design, Entrepreneurship, and Arts. The 88-acre area was developed in 2007 by Missouri State University with the support of the City of Springfield. It's a collaborative community effort to rejuvenate downtown and stimulate economic development by renovating existing buildings, creating new jobs, and retaining local talent. At the center of IDEA Commons stands the former Willowbrook facility of six buildings on Mill Street between Campbell and Boonville, now known as Brick City. Four of the six buildings are occupied by Missouri State University Art and Design Department, but with space to accommodate commercial business ventures such as the locally owned Marlin Marketing and Communications Company. The company was formed in Springfield in 1985. Their main headquarters moved into Brick City in 2010. Their main focus is on creating marketing and identity for major companies in the food service industry such as Frito-Lay, French's, and Bush's Best. But Marlin also created a logo and marketing campaign for the Hotel Vandevort. According to Marlin's creative director, Matt Rose, an ad agency is actually a very logical fit for a complex anchored by the university's creative arts departments.
You know, it's the cliche, the merger of art and commerce coming together. There's marketing, which is planning and strategic development, everything like that, that leads to the space that the creative people then go and think. And at that point, then we engage the writers, the art directors, the designers, and in this day and age, the developers, the coders, even the digital teams are all integrated in together. Pretty much everything we do ends up in a digital space, but we are still very much a pencil-driven company, and it's even still sketching and drawing and painting.
Matt Rose has a BFA in Design and Illustration from Missouri State. Vanessa Brandt, Marlin's Director of Account Service, says the firm makes good use of their proximity to the MSU Art and Design Department.
We get all of our younger kids from MSU. We bring them in sometimes as interns, sometimes as direct designers. And usually they fall in love with the company. They live here in Springfield and they want to be here. So we make space for them. And the majority of our folks here stay in the space and want to continue to grow with the company.
Matt Rose feels advertising and marketing is one of the major growth areas in the art and design field, and Marlin's physical proximity to the MSU Art and Design program helps get the word out.
We have even the juniors and early underclassmen coming through and just being exposed to, hey, this may be an opportunity or an area to think about.
Well, of all the arts disciplines that are housed down here, mine is one of the few that are really well positioned to truly engage in that conversation between art, science, technology, and even entrepreneurship in terms of, you know, some of our students being able to go out and contract and start up their own businesses, their own companies. I've had students do that both here locally in the community who are working now and lots of other places, you know. Those creative skill sets are in high demand in a lot of places.
That's Colby Jennings of the MSU Art and Design faculty. He's the area coordinator for the Animation and Digital Arts program.
And then I am helping coordinate the Electronic Arts program. So that consists of four different tracks: video studies, animation, interactive new media, and then audio.
Jennings is himself a working artist and still believes in the value of a general liberal arts education and in the creation of art for art's sake. But much of what he teaches and the areas of employment his students are going into after graduation tends to heavily involve technology and especially coding, that is, utilizing computer programming to create and produce art.
One of my students who actually just finished up his senior project for the Electronic Arts program is now interning with a small company, and they're particularly focused on developing experiences, projects, applications for virtual reality. Well, this particular student's background in creative coding kind of put him in a really good position to be able to continue to push the boundaries of what was available or what was possible. Not a lot of people really know what it entails, what it can do for them, how it can help them reach a greater audience, how it can help with educational purposes. There's potential there, there's innovation there, and the artists who do have that creative coding background are kind of in a right position to be able to at least collaborate with other individuals to come up with some of those solutions.
And being situated within MSU's IDEA Commons has helped inspire a lot of this innovation and collaboration, says Colby Jennings.
just the idea that this thing exists, that this place exists, that it's set up for these reasons, already changes a lot of the conversations that we have as faculty, both within our department and with people from other departments. So it already affects the conversation. Changing the conversation changes the atmosphere, changes what's possible, changes the ability to say, well, why not? Let's see. Let's talk about it. Let's figure this out. For that alone, it's incredibly important.
For more information, visit missouristate.edu/ideacommons. For KSMU, I'm Randy Stewart.